a male passenger just got back in. They're backing out now.
All right, I'm clear. If they go into Kroger, I would like you to tail them if you could, please.
From his car outside a pharmacy in Monticello, Trooper Wesley Ennis was tracking a man he suspected was trying to buy what he needed to make meth, including the most important ingredient, pseudoephedrine. As he listened to his police radio, Ennis monitored a laptop where he can watch real-time Sudafed sales for every pharmacy in the state, and he kept an eye on approaching traffic.
Yeah, they're following the car in there and just right over
here. We got a long eye. We're stopped now, but we're several vehicles. Back.
Indiana police made more than 1,500 meth lab busts last year, nearly 100 more than in 2014. The term meth lab conjures up images of rural homes and trailers or a scene from Breaking Bad, but these days most meth makers use what police call the one-pot method. It's basically a plastic bottle with ingredients easily found in pharmacies and hardware stores. These explosive cocktails are so easily concealed that Ennis says police even busted a walking meth lab in Lafayette.
As they're talking with him, one of the officers who has been to several meth labs recognized that chemical odor that is recognized as a one-pot meth lab. And sure enough, this guy had a live one-pot in a backpack that he was carrying. So here we are, downtown Lafayette, and he's manufacturing meth basically as he's walking down the street.
While crystal meth, imported mainly from Mexico, is made in large labs using complex chemistry, home-cooked methamphetamine ingredients are simple and include the crucial pseudoephedrine. That's why Senate Bill 80 would require Hoosier pharmacists to decide if someone is eligible to purchase Sudafed over-the-counter. While the Indiana State Police won't take a stand on pending legislation, Sergeant Mike Tolles, acting commander of the Meth Suppression Unit, says he'd personally like to see pseudoephedrine become a prescription drug.
The argument is, well, pseudoephedrine is a very effective nasal decongestant, and I agree it is. But there's also over 100 other, actually probably over 130 other medications out there that you can get going to your pharmacy that don't require a prescription that address that.
Tolles is a veteran in the meth suppression unit, and he's frustrated that despite law enforcement's best efforts, they haven't made more headway on a problem that too often involves innocent victims, kids. For him, it's a family health problem, a public health problem.
We're not just dealing with the user and the seller. We're dealing with the environments. We're dealing with children. You look at the numbers of children, we're going to be over 300 children this year identified at labs. And I hate to use this comparison, but sometimes it makes people think, if a dog were locked inside a home where they were manufacturing meth and the dog became ill or died because of it, people would be writing editorials. They would be outraged. Where's the outrage?
Tolles supervises meth investigators assigned in each of Indiana's 13 state police districts, like Trooper Ennis working the bust in Monticello. After undercover officers followed the suspect home, uniformed troopers helped arrest him.
For possession of precursors. So he's a meth offender again that had purchased Sudafed after being convicted of manufacturing meth. So we were able to obtain a warrant for his arrest, and that's what got us in the house.
Lawmakers this session are considering whether to deny Sudafed for all felony drug offenders, not just those with meth convictions. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Danoon, Indianapolis.